Hey there, pleasure seekers. It's your girl Tasha, aka the seducer, aka the pleasure dom, the one, the only queen behind her pleasure chest. Let's get into this episode that will guarantee to aspire you, inspire you, make you wet, make you horny, make you curious. Let's get into it. Hey there, kinksters, wannabe kinksters, pleasure seekers, wannabe pleasure seekers. Welcome and thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the podcast. The numbers are going up, which is so amazing because in this time, some podcasts, they're hurting because people aren't commuting. A lot of people are so consumed with the news that they forget to take a break. And I promise you that I will still be here to not talk about what's happening, to give you guys a moment, even if it's just 30 minutes, to think about something other than the pandemic, right? I do apologize for not dropping a new episode last week, but baby, mommy is tired, okay? I've been so busy with TLC, the company. I am now a distributor, so I've been so busy getting my health right while helping others getting their health right. So if you want to learn more about that business, you can for sure hit me up on Instagram. My new Instagram handle is goddess_Tosh. I had to change it because of some matters with Instagram and flagging my account for having pleasure in it. It's a lot, but don't worry about it. Her pleasure chest, however, is still standing. So make sure you're following both my pages. I don't bite unless you tell me to. So slide in my DMs. You know, I love talking to the listeners. I found out some interesting things about some of y'all out there, and I love it. I love it so much. So definitely hit me up if you're interested in the TLC products. Now let's get into this episode. So May is a very interesting month. May is a combination of, well, there's a lot of shit that happened in May. You have Teacher Appreciation Week, which shout out to all the educators out there. Thank you for the work that you do. I know there's Nurses Week as well in the islands, and maybe some European countries. It's also Child's Month. We have Mother's Day coming up. But since we are kinksters, and if you're listening, you are a kinkster. If you've gone back and listened to previous episodes, I've said, if you're having sex and it's not the traditional biblical way, you're a freak. You're a kinkster. If you have added any kind of toy to the bedroom, you're a freak. You're kinky. You have done kink shit, okay? If you use handcuffs, food, all that shenanigans, honey, child, boo-boo, I am here to tell you, you are, sir, ma'am, and non-conforming. You're a kinkster, all right? Sorry, somebody had to tell you. But it's okay. Guess what? This is a safe space. I don't judge anyone at all. I am not your creator. Therefore, I am not going to judge you, okay? And I'm sure Jesus is not judging me. Well, the stuff that that's a lie. I feel like a lot of times my ancestors, they do give me the side eye. I do feel them judging me for some of the nasty kinky shit I've done in the past. But they understand. They understand. I'm a free-spirited girl. God damn it. But, oh my God, I went off on a tangent. You guys should know about this already. So going back to why May is awesome, it is Masturbation Month, and it is Mental Health Awareness. So it's almost like my two favorite things happening in one month. For those who don't know, I am a clinical social worker. I have studied human behavior, human development. I love it all. I love diagnosing people. Oh my God, psychoanalyzing humans is just a beautiful moment. I love to learn more about the human brain and why people do what they do. I love learning about personal development. I work in the field. So a lot of times, you know, I get clients that have an array of mental health. So I had the privilege of working with individuals diagnosed with schizophrenia, diagnosed with bipolar, diagnosed with, depression, or AKA multiple personalities, which is not the clinical term, but we're here, so I'm just going to use regular old language, right? But I've had the privilege of working with individuals with those diagnoses. And the one topic I'm going to touch on for today and just kind of merge it with our topic of masturbation and just sex overall is depression. Depression is one of the most common mental illness out there. You have a lot of people that suffer from depression and don't know it because for some people it's seasonal. So you do have seasonal depression. And for others, it's situational, where some situations in their life will trigger their depressive states. So there are some people that are very much aware of their mental illness and their depression, right? Because I'm speaking about depression. There's some people that are very aware of their depression and others aren't. Some people get into this low mood or this funk and don't realize that it is depression. So for tonight's episode, I'm sorry for the newbies. I record at night. So when you hear me say tonight, it's because I'm thinking in the present. My brain just hasn't switched that. For some of you, you're listening the day of, as soon as this drops. But I want to talk about masturbation and depression for a few minutes. I might make this a two-parter and talk more about it next week as well. I mean, shit, we have the whole fucking month to talk about masturbation and mental health. But there's no direct research cannot link that masturbation caused depression. For years in those old school kind of thinking, you know, way back in the day, they were trying to say people that masturbated a lot, it's because they are depressed. Or some people say people that masturbate a lot lose sexual sensation. I haven't proven that. I haven't found any research to back up that there's a direct correlation between masturbation and losing sexual sensation. Maybe that might be a rabbit hole I will go into this month and present some facts to some people that are curious about that. I masturbate a lot. And honey child boo boo, the kitty cat is working fine. Okay? Okay. But masturbation and so a lot of women tend to shy away from masturbating. It is a natural, pleasurable activity that will boost self-esteem. It will boost your confidence in exploring your sexuality. So don't run away from masturbating. And I'm gearing a lot of this information towards women because I know the highest percentage of listeners are women, but my guys that are listening, it's a natural pleasure. Jerk off. Okay. Ladies, if you don't have a toy, it's all right. If you enjoy using your fingers, sure. I'm a girl. Give me my toys. Okay. And it's so funny because I'm going to go back to some factual things in a second, but you guys, you know, I try to make this as relatable as possible that you come into my world. So you see that we all kind of go through a sexual growth process as we grow as well in every era of our life, right? We grow mentally, physically, even in our careers, we're growing. Our perspective of life is different from how we were when we were in our 20s. And on the topic of masturbation, I remember in my earlier days, I didn't masturbate a lot. I wanted to be fucked, okay? I wanted to be fucked. I wanted to be sucked. I wanted the kitty cat to have human connection, but not my connection. It wasn't until now in my late 30s where I have found a lot of pleasure from masturbating. And now we're in quarantine, honey, child, boo, boo. I feel like my toy, if my toys could talk, they would say, bitch, leave me the hell alone, right? My poor toys. Honey, I am working them out, okay? Now, let me scale back to some facts, okay? Masturbation is a common, safe activity that offers many sexual health benefits. But of course, for some religions and cultures, they do prohibit that. In a recent study, like I said earlier about some people are still trying to make a correlation between masturbation and depression. Religious people, there's some cultures, you do even have just society that will let people feel bad about masturbating, and you should not, okay? In a recent study, as recent as 2018, 62.5% of participants were male in this study, and they've experienced depression that caused sexual dysfunction, right? And during this study, I'm sorry, I don't want to lose what I have written down. A 2018 study found that 62.5% of male study participants with depression experienced some sexual dysfunction, Okay. The myths about masturbation were also more prevalent among those with depression. Masturbation will not have an effect on whether a person develops depression, but having depression can reduce a person's sex drive or libido and may cause them to lose interest in masturbation. So you see where that study really narrowed it down for us in terms of, listen, masturbation does not cause the depression. But what they're seeing is people with depression, their interest for sex lower, their interest to masturbate decrease. So their depression is actually like fucking their moment up to enjoy any kind of sexual pleasure, right? So what I'm going to do right this moment is just to, because I don't want to drag this out, I'll separate this in a few parts. Hopefully I don't get too sleepy. All right. So, because I am recording late. What I'll focus on right now is how depression affects your libido, right? And if you are a loyal listener, you know I'm about to walk into the nerd moment, which I've already started. So I want to give you guys the facts and try not to paraphrase. So depression may make a person lose interest in activities that usually enjoy, including sex. It is common for a person with depression to feel less interested in sex than they previously did. But if you are one of those people, communicating to your partner is the key. It is very helpful. And if you've listened to previous episodes, I stress communication. You have to communicate with your partner. If you're with someone that you cannot be yourself, maybe you need to self-evaluate and reflect on that relationship. You cannot be in a relationship where you are suppressing who you are or you feel like you can't speak up. Honey child boo boo. Honey child sir. That means that partner is not for you. Okay? If one or both partners are experiencing a low libido due to depression, then they can find other ways to maintain intimacy, such as cuddling or a massage. So basically, if both partners suffer from depression, or even if one person in the relationship suffer from depression and it's causing you to lose interest in sex, it doesn't mean all intimacy stops. What should happen is an increase in intimacy, because a person might be in a low mood, but that doesn't mean they don't want to feel good. They're just going through a funk right now. They're going through this low space right now. And if cuddling or gentle touch or saying a kind word, a loving word, bringing that person into your high vibration might get them out of that depressive state, right? There's nothing like human touch. So if massaging your partner just to help your partner relax, if you know they're going through a low moment, that is beautiful intimacy. That is a moment to connect on a much deeper level, okay? Masturbation might also help. But a person experiencing depression may find that masturbation helps them feel sexual again. And this is for some people, not everyone, okay? But that is just like a personal thing that is very different for a few people. Many people go through phases of masturbation. Some are more frequent than others. And when you go through these moments, I would definitely recommend that you seek professional help, right? There are certain medications for depression that may reduce somebody's libido, right? not all treatments have this effect. So if a specific medication decreases a person's sex drive and becomes boring, bothersome, they should definitely speak to their doctor. I'm going to end right there on that section of it. Next week, I'll talk about managing your depression, and hopefully then I can also get to some of the benefits of masturbation, which will be very fun. Okay. Now let's jump to this commercial and I will get into, my kink and my fetish.
My fetish will definitely, I'll stick to the topic and I'll say masturbation. I do enjoy masturbating, to the point where if I'm super, super, horny and I grab my toy, I can release in less than 5 minutes. Or sometimes I can orgasm, squirt back to back. And I remember last episode I said I was going to talk about squirting. I promise. It is masturbation month. So yes, I will dive into squirting again. But yeah, I've masturbated where I squirt back to back to back like a porn star. I really do think deep down, another side, my other self was a porn star. Because the things I like to do and the way I view sex, I'm like, I'm a porn star. Like deep down inside, there's an other side of me that's a porn star. And I really enjoy masturbating. I also enjoy watching somebody masturbate or someone watch me masturbate. And also knowing that somebody's masturbating to me. You know, if they're thinking about me or thinking about or visualizing me, that is hot. Okay. That is so sexy. I mean, I'm gorgeous. So, of course, you see all this goodness, right? And I'm in quarantine getting healthy. My waist is getting snatched on my TLC products. Baby. I am ready for outside. I am ready to pop out because as much as I love masturbating, this has forced me into celibacy. It is unwilling celibacy. But wait, if I'm masturbating, does that count as celibate? I guess not. I need to look that up. Somebody look it up and let me know. Somebody look it up and let me know. If I'm masturbating, is it still celibacy? I think it is. I told somebody to buy a vibrator once and they were practicing celibacy. But yeah, I know that's not spicy, but that is it. I can go straight into one of my experience with masturbation as far as I love when people watch. So this one time, right, I had a booty call. And I love receiving booty calls from this particular person because the booty calls and the level of sex, mind-blowing. Okay, mind-blowing. The person knows how to take me into this raw sexual space that is just like sink all of me. But sex with this person is intense. It is raw and very primitive feeling as far as the aggression, very animalistic, very like bite me and leave marks. Spank me and leave marks. Tie me up and have your fucking way. And I know when I get that text or a call, it's going to be on and popping. Ladies, that's why it is important to stay ready so you don't have to get ready. Make sure the kitty cat is shaved or well-groomed, because I do know that some people like to have hair on their kitty cat, on their punani, right? But stay ready so you don't have to get ready, okay? So I practice what I preach, so I was ready. All I had to do was throw on some clothes, get me an overnight bag, jump in the car, and drive. So anyways, I got the text, and I carried my ass to the location, and I got there. And when I say, "Ooh, child," I had marks. I had bruises. Okay. The person fucked me so good. And when we get together, it's sex for a long time. And it's not just sex. You need to understand, it's a mix of everything. So I do get the BDSM stuff. We get the, you know, we mix because we're both kinksters. So there's a mix of everything in our sessions. So that's what makes it so raw. And maybe one day I'll get into details to one of our sexapades. But for the sake of this episode, I'll talk about, you know, the masturbation round, so to speak. So this is after I've orgasmed at least 4 or 5 times. Because, you know, the person loved to make sure I am pleased first. I orgasm several times first. And so I did, because, you know, pussy has to release. So I released, felt good. And at this point, I just wanted to roll over and take a nap. I really did. And the person looked at me and was like, "Here," and handed me this gorgeous wand. Not the one you plug in, not the powerful one like I personally have, but it was a very expensive wand. So it had some power to it. It was wireless. And I look and I just press the power button, laid back, place it on my clit, closed my eyes, and went to work. And the person watched as I pleased myself. And right before I come, the person slipped their finger in my pussy. And I was just like, yes. That took me in another realm. It's almost like it stopped my orgasm for a second for me to recharge, because like my pussy said, "Wait a minute, what just happened?" And it was like a quick 2.5 second shift. And I shift, repositioned, refocused, and the person took the wand, kept it on my clit, but then started to change the speed on the vibrator. So you start changing the modes. Ladies that have their toys know, when you keep going up on the modes, the pulse gets more intense, right? And some of the vibrators, it's
the beat, the rhythm changes, or it's just the strength of the pulse kind of becomes more intense. Some of them have all these dope ass like little patterns. I just want a straight zzz, okay. I don't need the I don't need all that fancy shit. I just need the straight zzz, okay. And the person started changing, and I started losing my mind. Because at that point, it's just like, I just need to come. I just need to come. And the person started fingering me and using the toy at the same time. So that, in that moment, was a great example of how masturbation can be a one-man thing or end up being somebody else helping you masturbate, right? And I took a deep breath, closed my eyes, and I just released and squirted all over the fucking place. The beauty of it all is the person felt my vajayjay kind of like contract when I'm about to release, and it just like psh. I'm like, yes, now can I go take a nap? And we didn't stop there. So then I kind of just roll over and just spread out on the bed just to lay back and watch the person masturbate. And it was just like so amazing to see that self-love and intimacy. So now I have that image of in my head of what the person looks like and how they squirm and moan and do all these things while they're at home alone masturbating. So to actually see that kind of in that moment kept me aroused. And It took will to not say, okay, after you come, we're going another round, because now I'm even more horny watching. But we both kind of took a nap. And when I say nap, for us, when we're in that space, it's more like a 20-minute nap or a 30-minute nap before waking up and doing it all over again. So I'm going to leave you guys with that experience for this week and continue to listen. I appreciate you. Continue to share with everyone that you think would enjoy learning and being in a space where kink, fetish, and sexual desires are not a taboo. It is welcome. You are free. Know that you are okay. You should embrace your kinks. You should escape the labels. And that is something that is my tagline for Her Pleasure Trust, and I really want my people, our people of color, to break the stigma and taboo around sex and sexual exploration. We are ladies, especially you, my ladies. Ladies, you are beautiful sexual beings. Embrace that sexual power. It is okay. It's absolutely okay to walk in that sexual power, to own your punani, okay? Because it's yours. Nobody could tell you nothing. It's your pussy. It's your pleasure. Okay? All right. So before I go, remember to follow my Instagrams, slide in my DMs. I don't bite unless you tell me to. I love chatting with y'all. So slide in my DMs and let me know what you've learned from listening to all these episodes, what you've now been comfortable sharing or trying. What have you learned that you didn't know? Hit me up. Let's talk. Like, for 2020, I really want to continue to engage in the listeners. I am here. You are there. 2020 have fucked with my plans to have like live events, to have, you know, live interaction with my listeners all across as many cities as I can go to. But maybe that would be my 2021 goal, right? But in this moment of stillness, go in your rabbit hole. Whatever you learn from this episode, do your research, see how you can apply it to your life from any one of the episodes, right? But have fun. Sex is fun. Have fun. Be free. Be you. Be bold. Don't hold back. Again, my Instagram handles are for the business, Her Pleasure Chest. Head over and follow the page. Get me to 1,000 followers on that page. I'm stuck at like that 600 mark. I'm a little over 600. Follow my personal page as well, which is now goddess_Tosh. Due to, again, some Instagram crap I had to change. But email hergpleasures@gmail.com if you have any questions, comments, if you want advice. I am here. I'm always here to give you any kind of sex consultation. Again, nothing is weird. Anything is welcome. I don't judge. All right? So until the next episode, be bold, be free, be you, and as always, escape the labels and embrace your kinks. Peace out.